We're back now with Day to Day.
News on the mark!
Two pieces of Hollywood history went on the auction block in New York today, an Oscar and the screenplay that won that Oscar. The statuette itself, which Orson Welles won for writing Citizen Kane, was expected to fetch over $1 million, but it didn't get a bid high enough to be sold.
Welles' screenplay for the movie, complete with handwritten changes, did sell at Sotheby's for $97,000. Layla Dunbar of Sotheby's says the script was the sixth draft out of seven.
The script has a pink cover. It's written in darker pink marker. There are pencil marks throughout the cover.
Orson Welles and Herman Mankiewicz are both credited with writing the script for what many call the greatest movie ever made. Who exactly wrote what has been the subject of some controversy over the years. Filmmaker Peter Bogdanovich co-wrote Welles' autobiography, and he says, like most movies, Citizen Kane was very much a collaboration. He points to the screenplay's description of this famous scene.
1940, a snow scene, an incredible one. Big, impossible flakes of snow. A too picturesque farmhouse and a snowman. The jingling of sleigh bells in the musical score now makes an ironic reference to Indian temple bells. The music freezes. Kane's old, old voice. Rosebud.
Rosebud.
Does it have the stamp of Orson Welles on it?
Sure does. That's sort of the way the scene is in the movie. Where that happened in the series of drafts exactly, I don't know. Obviously the Rosebud thing, Orson said that Mankiewicz contributed the Rosebud element, which is the one thing Orson didn't like. He always thought it worked, but he was always a little worried about it.
Is that an example of how things are envisioned and then eventually changed to the filmmaker's vision?
Well, you know, it's scripts often don't include stage directions or where the cut happens or anything. I mean, I always say, go ahead and put it in. I can always ignore it. Some once in a while, a writer puts in a shot that's good. Usually, you ignore that because it's not the writer's job. It's not necessarily their long suit. Writers won't like to hear that, but it's true, I'm afraid.
For film students, Citizen Kane is undoubtedly a required part of the curriculum. What do you think they can learn from that script and how it evolved and how it was translated to the screen?
It's a very complicated process, but with somebody like Orson Welles, who liked to keep things fresh, a lot of the decisions were made on the set. You know, I once asked him about the cutting of the picture, and he said there was nothing to cut, which means he shot exactly what he wanted the movie to look like. And if you look at it carefully, you'll see that an awful lot of scenes are done in one shot.
Do you agree with those who believe that Citizen Kane was his, even though it was an early work, his best work?
No, but it's the one film of Orson's that was made entirely the way he wanted to make it, and also with all the equipment he wanted. Everything was there for him on that picture, which he never had again in his career for a variety of reasons. But a film he made like Chimes at Midnight, which is his Falstaff film, which is impossible to see right now unless you get a Spanish DVD, is a great film. Touch of Evil is flawed in some ways, but it's a great film. Citizen Kane is the most perfect film he made. And it certainly is. There's no way around it. It's a great film.
If you had to guess how much of the writing credit he should be deserving of, what would you guess? 50-50? Or?
I would say it's 50-50, I would think. The fact is, Herman Mankiewicz and Orson Welles both talked about the story for quite a long time, and then Mankiewicz went off and wrote a draft, and Orson wrote a draft. And then when Mankiewicz submitted his draft, Orson rewrote that, incorporating his material, and coming up with the final draft, so to speak. He also changed the name. The name was Craig, and Orson changed it to Kane.
In your estimation, how different do you think the final film is from the last version of the script?
There's no way to know, because my guess is, knowing Orson and the way he works and the way a number of directors work, including myself, is that there is no final draft of a script. The final draft is the movie. And things change while you're shooting. You might, in the morning, take a look at a scene and say, you know, change that line, change this line, drop this line, put this line in, and so on. And then there could often be no notation of that except by the script girl on the set.
That was part of the creative process, then, the filmmaking process, obviously.
Part of the creative process for Orson was to keep things fluid and to keep moving along and to change things if he felt like it. And he was very, very quick to change things all the time. You know, it's preposterous to think that he had nothing to do with the script because, I mean, here's the man who took Shakespeare's Othello and reduced it to a 90-minute movie. The first 10 minutes are silent, virtually. So if he has a free hand with Shakespeare, he's not exactly going to be reverential about Mankiewicz's writing.
Did he ever confide to you frustrations in the process of writing while he was in production?
No. Orson didn't have frustrations when he was making a picture, except if, you know, the money people got in the way or the money ran out or couldn't pay for the sets. He was great at solving crises. And any movie is a series of crises every day. He even said to me once that a director is a man who presides over accidents, meaning things that happen out of the blue is what he looked for.
What do you think Orson Welles would think about his script and Oscar being auctioned off to the highest bidder today?
He'd want the money, I tell you, so he could put it into a movie. He spent all his own money on pictures, and Orson was a very aristocratic person. Money was to be used for his art, and that's what he was like.
Peter Bogdanovich, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm James Satori.
And I'm Madeline Brand.